We've been reporting about taxing matters and how Washington compares with other states. Oregon and Washington each struggle to pay for education. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph went to Oregon to see what we can learn from their experience.
For all Washington's fretting over state funding for education, there are people in Oregon who would love to have Washington's problems. I'm at Century High School in Hillsboro, a fast-growing suburb of Portland.
We have high standards.
This is Martha Guise, the principal here.
And Hillsboro wants to provide a great education for all its students.
Among them, the children of Intel employees who work nearby.
What about average class size here? What have you got?
It's got to be about 34. That's just the way it is.
Oregon's education system is ranked in the bottom 10 in the nation, doing worse than Washington, which is in the lower middle. Money is a factor, and so is who pays. In Washington, the Constitution says the state is supposed to pay in full for education, but the Supreme Court says the state is not fulfilling its obligations. In Oregon, the Constitution doesn't say that, and until the 1990s, local property taxes paid for education. Then voters put a cap on property tax increases, shifting the burden to the state and squeezing education ever since. Principal Martha Guise says Oregon's Supreme Court hasn't ordered anyone to solve the underfunding of education.
It's a funny feeling to have because you also have a Supreme Court that said, hey, you have to do this. And that presents its own challenges. But I think we look at that with a little bit of envy.
Then classes end, students fill the halls, and Principal Guise says this is a struggle she intends to work through.
It's fun. And you got it. If you have a sense of humor, it's never dull.
At least Oregon and Washington have that in common. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Hillsboro, Oregon.